Remember when immigration reform seemed to be picking up steam? Well, now Congress is stuck on budget battles and government shutdowns, and the prospect of an immigration bill clearing the House seems to be slipping away. The opposition has largely come from the GOP, so advocates for immigration reform are trying to sway some key Republican Congress members, like Raul Labrador. He's a Puerto Rican-born former immigration attorney who represents Western Idaho. But as the world's Jason Margolis reports, the courtship is not working out so well.
Raul Labrador began his career helping immigrants in communities like Caldwell, a heavily Latino city near Boise. Labrador now represents the people of Caldwell in Washington. But he doesn't show his face around here anymore, says this Latina woman who is undocumented and asked not to use her name.
I remember him when I'm working in a Acapulco restaurant. But now, nobody like him. Nobody. Hispanics people hate him now.
Labrador rode the Tea Party wave to Washington 3 years ago and quickly established himself as a leader on immigration reform. He's called for more secure borders and for undocumented immigrants to return to their countries of origin, standard conservative platforms. The daughter of the undocumented woman, who has also lived in the U.S. without papers for nearly three decades, says they can't understand Representative Labrador.
He lived off of all the immigrants going to him for advice, for paperwork, yet now that he's in Congress, it's kind of two-faced in a way. Yeah, because it's like living off of their money, but he doesn't want to do anything for us now, so it's hypocritical.
The congressman also walked away from his leadership position within the so-called Gang of Eight, a bipartisan group tasked with crafting a comprehensive immigration bill in the House. Many argued his departure helped torpedo the process. Others say it bolstered Labrador's personal influence and standing on the issue. Labrador represents a state with a rapidly growing Latino population. Idaho is now 12% Hispanic. Community organizer Krista Bustamante in Boise says opinions about Labrador among Hispanics vary widely.
Depending on who you talk to, he did help a lot of people fix their immigration status. And we also hear and have reports of families that were torn apart because something happened, and a lot of others lost their homes even, and are now in Mexico, and he was their immigration attorney and are still sometimes in debt. But the community supported him when he was running. I guess they assumed that a Latino immigration attorney was going to stand up for immigrant rights, and unfortunately that has not been the case.
Do you feel betrayed?
I'd say so. That's the feeling that I talk to when I'm on the doors talking about immigration reform in the community.
Bustamante concedes, though, Labrador has a varied and challenging constituency to represent. Greg Hill, a professor of public policy at Boise State University, seconds that. Most of Idaho is deeply conservative.
I think Labrador, as a representative, is doing his best to say, this is kind of what Idaho feels like in general. I don't know if Labrador's intentions are to stop immigration reform, but I think he's right. I mean, Idahoans really, really care about border security, at least from my perspective in my discussions with people about this topic.
Labrador has eluded many specifics on immigration reform, which can frustrate people, especially since Labrador has proclaimed himself a leader on the issue. His press secretary turned down repeated interview requests for this story. Idaho author Nathaniel Hoffman wasn't surprised by that. Hoffman's new book, Amor and Exile, chronicles American citizens who marry undocumented immigrants, then are unable to live together in the U.S. because of immigration law violations. Hoffman is waiting for Labrador to weigh in on the marriage issue and other immigration matters as well.
He hasn't staked out his full position yet on reform. And I believe that he's got some cards in his pocket still. And so because the bill is still so much in play, I think he's been very cautious as to what he says, how much he says, and who he talks to about this topic.
It's not just Idahoans eagerly waiting to see what Labrador does and says about immigration reform. His rising standing and influence, a Republican Hispanic immigration attorney from an increasingly Latino state, could very well influence the direction of immigration policies in this country for a generation. For the world, I'm Jason Margolis, Boise.
Jason's story is part of our Global Nation coverage about a changing America and its people. Find more stories and join the online conversation. That's all at PRI.org/globalnation.